This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we're going to do something a little bit different. And time to time, we do these private companies that are looking to go public. Well, we found one today. The name of the company is Layers and Legends. And with us today is the founder and CEO of the company, Mr. Albert Koensberg. Albert, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett.
Yeah, you and I have known each other for at least 2 or 3 years. And over that, you've been involved in publicly traded companies. That being said, I'm really intrigued with your new company. What is Layers and Legends? And what problems do you think you'll solve?
Well, Layers and Legends is an emergency enhanced geographic information system. It's a platform that provides for the sharing of critical information through one location-specific interface so that in-building intelligence can be shared with responding agencies to speed up the efforts to mitigate problems. We provide and give the ability to communicate and share in-building and exterior information under one common operating picture, and the technology enhances the ability to rapidly identify active threats and hazards at scenes.
Well, there's got to be other people to the marketplace, the competition. That being said, what are others doing to solve this problem?
Well, let me first address what others are doing, because there are plenty of companies out there that are selling door access controls, metal detectors, fire alarm information that is inside of buildings. In doing so, they create a disparate picture for the first responders. So we pull that all together under one common operating picture. I believe that we do it in a different way than anybody else out there looking to solve this problem.
Let me ask you this. What markets do you plan on to address, and are schools a part of that situation?
Well, obviously, schools are the first market that you want to go after. Our children live in fear. This week alone, we've already seen 3 killings on campuses throughout the United States.
That's a travesty.
Yeah, and our children need to feel safer and secure. Being that schools already have the cameras, the metal detectors, the door access controls, we put it in, again, what's known as a common operating picture or platform. Other markets that we're pursuing, and there are many, could be colleges, universities, hospitals, nursing homes, houses of worship, airports, seaports, you name it, anywhere that people congregate.
You know, there's a lot of companies, and you hear the word SPAC getting involved before the company goes public. That being said, what's your plan to raise money? How can people get involved in the early funding part of this?
Well, we have teamed up with a company out of Minnesota that has the licenses with the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, and they're called Silicon Prairie Partners. And we're currently offering a regulation crowdfunding on their portal for $240,000. So they would go to Layers and Legends, Silicon Prairie, and I could give more information to you later. Following that, we're going to do a Regulation C offering as we implement our sales plan and generate more leads as we're taking the products to market. And because Silicon Prairie has these licenses, they're also licensed as a broker-dealer. So we will walk through the process one step at a time with them, and our objective is to take the company public within 12 months.
How do you plan on making money?
Well, number one, everybody plans on making money, and it's by selling products.
Right.
So our products can be sold in a variety of different ways. Number one, it's a software as a service. Therefore, there's a cost to digitize the building information. There, we provide all the tools so that they could add the in-building information. And then there's a cost to be able to share that data out to the local dispatch, the county dispatch, the fire, the police, and any emergency responder agency. The other way, it's a software and a service. So many schools do not have the capability to add the icons and information. So we do the same process, but we physically go to the school and create that. Another way that we're going to make money is by having an online store. And this online store is going to be able to sell various products of interest that go beyond just the software. So as you promote the company, we expect that more and more people that come to the site, whether it be on the investor side or the product sales side, will very much like the products that we're selling on the online store, which could be Layers and Legends. We're starting a project, Students for Safer Schools, and that will provide T-shirts, hats for the students who are becoming proactive and committed towards creating safer schools.
Very nice. Let me ask you this. What is your plan to take your solutions to market? What's your marketing plan look like?
Okay. It's multi-pronged. So first and foremost, in today's world, the first thing that we're doing, and we started, we have an email campaign. And we're setting that up initially as a direct email to people who own buildings, school administrators, all different critical infrastructures. It's endless, the amount of infrastructures that are out there. Secondly, we have started a Facebook campaign to generate leads. Our next step is we are going and doing the same thing on LinkedIn. We've set up the whole system. We're ready to go. As we progress, as you may already know, Everett, our intention is to work directly with Stockday Media as well on your press release services, your Monday, Wednesday, and Friday blogs, your social media outreach. So we're going to use social media as a way. We are in the process of hiring a national sales manager with over 25 years of experience taking products to market, and we are also setting up a reseller network nationally.
You know, people that want to get involved with this, they probably are thinking or want to know, what are your intentions for creating an exit strategy or liquidity for the investors listening to the show?
Everybody likes to imagine that a large corporation like Honeywell, IBM, is just going to come in and jump on it. The reason why we chose to work with Silicon Prairie Partners is because not only are they licensed to do this initial capital raise, but they're licensed as a broker-dealer. So through them, our intention is within 1 year to have all the paperwork filed and do a Reg A plus to go public again online as they are a broker-dealer.
Al, before I let you go, we got about 30 seconds left in the program. If people are very interested, how do they get in touch with you? How do they get through the follow-through and start engaging with you and your company?
Well, first off, go to the website, www.layers, L-A-Y-E-R-S, and A-N-D, Legends, LEGENDS.com.
Yep.
They could call me directly at 561-926-3083. And they could also send me an email from the website at albk@layersandlegends.com. And I would return the email with the information directing them to the Regulation CF portal with Silicon Prairie Partners.
Albert, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I think that you got something here. I'm going to be keeping my eyes open, and I hope everything comes to fruition. I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show.
Well, Everett, thank you very much for having me. And I just want to make one correction. I am not the founder or the CEO. I am the chief operating officer. My wife, Lynn Konigsberg, who has a very extensive marketing background, she is the founder, she is the CEO, and we have two other women on the board of directors. Therefore, we do qualify as a woman-run company for SBA grants. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Even better, one of my professors said, if you want to get the job done right, hire a woman.
Exactly right. So,
thanks, Albie. Good talking to you. I'll catch up with you hopefully in the next 40 or 50 days.
Thanks, Everett. Look forward to it. Bye-bye now.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.